is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
Hi, I'm April Richardson.
And I'm Kyle Dotson.
And we are once again, this has happened many times, we're recording at my house.
I like it.
We're in the
this
rock
room. This room rules, and it's so, it's like identical to my apartment.
Except your apartment's bigger than this room.
Only slightly.
We add a bathroom and a kitchen to this room. Kitchenette.
What's that in there? That's a bathroom, right?
Oh, that's a full apartment on the other side of that door. This is basically just our office.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who that's lives like, in that apartment?
That's when anyone comes to visit.
Oh.
Or if, you know, Christmas, we'll wrap presents up here and watch movies upstairs.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, hi.
How's it feel to be rich?
No, we're not.
How's it feel to be royalty in my eyes? Oh, that's the gift wrapping room. Okay, that's Aaron
not,
Spelling.
No, it's not a gift wrap. I said we wrap gifts.
Uh-huh. I heard you. What if I can't even afford the gifts? Much less a room to wrap them in.
I guarantee your bank account is bigger than mine.
There's no way that's true.
My individual bank account, maybe not my joint one I share with my lady.
There you go. But, two bank accounts even, baller.
Her bank account is
90%. You're just digging a deeper hole. Jeez.
We're not recording any of this.
You're the one percenter. I get it. Trump supporter. Fine.
So anyway, my wife lets me decorate this room.
Well, that's very generous of her. Yeah. Is this all you get is just this room? Like outside of this room, there's no albums hanging up anywhere or anything? Any music memorabilia?
No. That's just in this room. I don't want it hanging around in my house.
What is wrong with that? Says the woman whose entire apartment looks like this.
When I was single and I had an apartment, I had stuff everywhere.
Right.
But, you know, I get to hang everything here.
I get it. I'm on her side with some of the stuff. Like, I wouldn't want Kiss's faces looking at me while I'm, like, cooking dinner or whatever.
What about, would you like Loverboy's butt right
Lover
there,
Boy's
which
butt.
I just picked that up today?
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Those up today. There's Art Garfunkel signature.
Let me ask you this. You just picked those up from, these are, like, professionally framed? Because you could just buy, I just buy stacks of album frames shove them in there myself.
I go to a place in Studio City. It's called Quick Frames. They frame this glass frame, everything, $19.99.
Yeah, but all of mine look identical, and I just bought the frame and put them in there myself.
Well, how much were the frames that you bought?
Less than that.
Well, maybe I need to reevaluate.
Yeah, you do. You've got like some silver and stuff.
Yeah,
of mine are black.
Yeah, they have different colors. So sometimes, you know, like I thought the silver looked good on that. That's Dave Davies of the Kinks. That's Duran Duran. Matt Belknap actually got me that one. And then that's Simon and Garfunkel.
I like how you told me that when it's like...
When you can actually see it.
Yeah, but still, interesting.
It's for the listener.
I didn't know that you got them professionally framed. But yeah, word of advice, you could do it yourself.
So please don't count these and then times them all by $20. I don't want to know.
Oh, I would never do that. Are you kidding? I think about that every time I look at my shelves. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, how many hundreds of thousands of dollars is that?
Yeah, there's a lot of money in this room.
Yeah,
just
I get it. I fully get it.
Just in frames.
Well, we have four laptops going right now.
Right, and then all the stuff on the, like me too, like all the books and all of the CD. Yeah, I totally get it.
It's crazy, but I like this room. I like having this room.
And all it's
my,
a cool all my, room,
my,
dude.
My rock books.
That's right.
I got some big rock books.
I like it.
My father-in-law, when they're visiting, he'll be sitting out here and he'll just grab, like, you know, I always know what he's been looking at because he doesn't put it back exactly the way I would like him to.
Oh, these are in some sort of order?
Not really.
Oh, okay. I was like,
No, they're not in any order.
Could have fooled me.
They're just out there.
Yeah.
So what else is going on? It's been too long. You've been busy.
It's been a while. I went to England for a couple of weeks. That was awesome.
Did you see some Bowie places when you were there?
Yeah, I went to his memorial. I was going to go find the actual house that he grew up in, but then I was like, I went to his memorial first thing because it's in Brixton. It's like not, you just go there on the tube. It's literally right outside of the tube station. And it's still,
Do you pronounce it Brixton?
Yeah.
I thought it was Brighton. Or is that a different place?
No, it's a different place.
Okay. B-R-I-X-T-O-N, Brixton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brighton is spelled also as it should be spelled. That's a totally different place. That's like on the coast.
So is Brighton B-R-I-G-H-T-O-N?
B-R-I-G-H-T-O-N. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
In what world is B-R-I-X-T-O-N pronounced Brighton?
I don't know.
Yeah, so I went, and it's like right outside the tube station, but even though it was like a month plus after he had died, actually, I think I was there on the actual month anniversary, there are so, I mean, people still.
Flowers
and
all kinds of
stuff. It's like 5 feet deep of flowers. And wow. Yeah. Like people are still coming every single day to put fresh flowers and stuff there. And even when I went to go get, I was taking a picture, like 50 people came up to take. I mean, it was as if he had just died.
That's crazy.
It was a bit overwhelming, really. But yeah, so that was nice. But then I was going to.
That's like Elvis style or John Lennon style.
For sure. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think it's probably going to be that way for a while to come. But yeah. I looked up, I was like, okay, I want to go. His childhood home is also in Brixton. But then when I was looking up the exact address, an article came up with the people that live there now being like, it's a bummer how many people come here kind of thing. So I didn't want to be like another dick that's like coming to take a picture in front of their house. So yeah. I ended up not doing it.
I did that when I went to London 1 year. I did a Kinks tour. I went to all the place. I went to where they grew up and where, you know, they wrote, "You Really Got Me," like right in the front room of this house.
Right.
So I got my picture in front of their house.
And, oh, me too. When I lived in Manchester, I for sure went to every Smith's place and went to the house that Morrissey lived in for his whole childhood. But those people seemed to be a little more, I was reading things with, and those people were like kind of chill with it and were like, oh yeah, people come here all the time. It's totally great. Like they weren't.
They had a banner up front.
Yeah. They're like right here, Morrissey. they didn't seem as annoyed and they weren't at the time. But yeah, so I didn't do that, but I went to the memorial. That was really nice.
And you're wearing an Elton John sweatshirt because you went to see him at the Wiltern Theater.
This is where I got this. Yeah, I went to see him at the Wiltern when my friend Katie, it has been a while since we talked. My friend Katie that I worked with and I worked at MTV now works at Entertainment Weekly. And so she just texted me in the middle of the day and was like, hey, I got a +1 to Elton John. And I was like, before she even finished the sentence, I'm like, I'll see you tonight. Because, yeah, it was at the Wiltern. It was just like press only.
That
was amazing.
Because the Wiltern's tiny.
We sat in the first row.
Wait, in the first row?
Well, no, because like the front was general, like you standing. Yes, we just didn't want to stand. So we sat where the press was sitting. Okay. But it was like the first row of seats. I mean, it was amazing.
And what was he doing this for? Just for the new album coming out?
It was for the new album. It was entirely promo for the new album. And like everybody, there was press and everything. But he played like 5 or 6 songs from the new album, which were good.
Yeah.
But he played all hits for the rest of it. He played for like 2.5 hours.
He just played at Tower Records parking lot.
Yeah, I went to that too.
You did?
Well, yeah, because I just walked there.
That's amazing. I found out about it like 15 minutes before it was going to start.
Yeah, me too. But I just walked and was there in 15 minutes.
I live an hour and a half from you is what you said.
Yeah, a very nice lady tagged me on Instagram. I was just like walking to Target to run errands. And then I was looking at Instagram and she tagged me and I saw that. I was like, that's happening in like half an hour. So I just turned around.
How many people were at that thing?
A ton of people. I posted a video of it on Instagram. A ton. I mean, they closed Sunset Boulevard. They closed it from like La Cienega down.
Yeah.
Or maybe not quite as much. But yeah, there was a ton of people. It was rad. Lady Gaga came out and sang, "Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me." When he first said, "Ladies and gentlemen," me and my friend Dan were like, "Oh my God, George Michael is here." And then it ended up being Lady Gaga. Slightly less gay.
When I first moved out here, Rod Stewart played in that parking lot, and I went to that, and that was crazy.
Yeah,
he did a full show too. It wasn't like five songs
for like
out.
An hour and a half.
It's pretty great for free,
for sure. It was crazy. So because my friend Dan lives like on my street, so I called him and was like, "Hey, are you busy right now?" Because Elton John's playing down the street, and he was like, "Oh my God!" So we just walked up there. Watched Elton John play for like an hour and a half and then ate at Mel's Diner.
And then
walked home.
And then did your errands at Target. Yeah. And it's a fun day in LA.
That was my Saturday. It was crazy.
Only in LA, Kyle. Aren't you glad you live out here?
Yeah.
I totally
what free
think
concert,
that's true.
What free concert did you see this week?
Oh, you and I went to see Paul Stanley's.
I actually wasn't setting you up for that because I was just like, but now that you did say it, yeah. Kyle and I went to see Paul Stanley's Soul Station.
Did I tell you did I tell you he was at Elton John at the Wiltern?
No.
I don't think I did tell you because
I
felt
did.
Mean.
Yeah,
I told Katie, I was like, I got to get a picture from a friend, Pat. But then I was like, I dislike this guy so much. I don't even want to fake like I want a picture with him.
Yeah, don't if you don't like him.
But he was like standing next to us for most of the afterward was a bit of a, we thought that Elton was going to come out and like hang.
Yeah.
Because afterward was a bit of a like red carpety kind of like. Like, we had passes, and we're like, oh, yeah, and they were handing out hors d'oeuvres and stuff.
Wow.
But we stayed for, like, a half an hour or so, and then we were like, I don't think he's going to come out. And it
did
was
any
just
of
like,
the band come out?
I don't think so. I mean, like, but tons of famous people were there, but they weren't anybody. It was, like, Paul Stanley, and then, like, we kind of played a game of, like, people would walk by and it would just be like, wait, I know that guy. Wait, I know that guy. You know, just people from like TV movies and stuff. And I'm trying to remember if there are any other musicians, but I just remember he was standing beside me for quite a while and I kept being like, man, I should really do this. Like, I should really do this for you. And then, but then I didn't have anything for him to like sign.
Yeah, no,
anything.
We waited for, well, anyway, he did this.
Where did he play?
He at the Canyon Club. He's doing like a.
Oh, right. I've been there many times.
He's doing like a rhythm and blues soul review. He's got like a 16-piece band. The band's amazing.
I can see why it was free.
Well, no, we got free tickets because we're special.
Oh, okay.
But no, it was not free for other people. But as we were leaving and people were passing
might
us.
Might have been afterwards when they got their money back.
When we were leaving and people were passing us, we heard stuff like, oh, horrible. Because like the band and everything was good, but he was really bad. Like that's not his wheelhouse to sing My Girl or Just My Imagination or any of those. And he was singing this really high voice. He was trying to, but it was not good at all. It was not good.
How many people were there?
Even his dialogue in between was not good.
Yeah. His shtick works when he's wearing kabuki makeup.
Sure.
You know, and there's a guy breathing fire behind him.
So basically you're saying he needs to stay in his lane.
He does. He really, really, really needs to stay in his lane.
Were there a lot of people there?
There were a lot of people there, but I've been to the Canyon Club before when it is jammed.
Me too.
To
I've
the
seen
hilt.
ABC there twice.
Yeah. Don't judge. But I've seen
too
Ted.
Late.
I've seen Ted Nugent there, and it is
packed
you
out.
Can't move.
Yeah,
with these
for sure.
Racist hillbillies that are there.
Right.
But after four songs, I go, I can't watch anymore of this. And Kyle was like, yeah, I go, let's just go get something to eat. So we went up and got something to eat for an hour. And then we came back and waited to get autographs.
And did you?
Well, we did. There were two other members of Kiss there just hanging. Well, the drummer for Kiss Now, he was drumming with Paul. And then the guitarist for Kiss Now, Tommy Thayer, he was just there hanging out. So I got their autographs. And Paul did come out. There was about seven of us. And he signed for like two people and then got in his car. It's just like,
that is whack.
Come on, dude. There's seven of us.
Terrible.
Yeah, it is.
I do think it had something to do with the guy and the stack of memorabilia.
There was one guy that had like a book and a CD and a picture and a bunch of albums. And I think that might have scared Paul off.
So, okay. Johnny Marr, by the way, are you going? He's coming this weekend. Is
no,
show.
It's Podcastathon is this weekend.
Oh, that sucks. Well, I'm going. Yeah. And speaking of that, the last time I saw him at the Henry Fonda, he could like... He stood outside for like 3 hours. He didn't leave until everybody had everything signed. And there were people in line with like 20 Smiths records stacked up for him to sign.
That's
and
great.
He happily signed everything.
And the thing is, Paul Stanley, when he's with Kiss, they play gigantic places. So you're never going to get close to him after the show at the Staples Center. I mean, I don't know where you go after at the Staples Center.
I don't really
know. Right here, anyone that was here was like, wow, this is our chance to be FaceTime with
Paul
Stanley.
And if there's seven of you.
And if they came out and endured through that
Shit. It's like you should reward their hard work.
And these people waiting were even lying. He's like, did you like the show? And they were like, it was great. It was so great, Paul. And I'm like, you're lying.
That is... I feel sad for you. I mean, I know it's not like the end of the world, but it's like, that's such a dick move.
Will you wait to say hello to Johnny Marr this week?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, pull my album off out there. There should be a
Johnny
Marr album right in there.
And because I'm also going to get... This is... I don't want to say this on record because I don't want to jinx myself, but I was in England and my friend Andy, who's a roadie, who's like gotten me into so many shows and is amazing, he told me he did get a job offer from New Order.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I'll happily take this to get it signed. Because I think I'm going to get...
let me see the cover of that. That's a great cover to get signed, too.
Yeah, dude.
Now, where does he sign it?
Well, he'll sign right here.
I know, exactly.
Sign right there.
But I think I'm going to try to get... I'm going to bring my electronic, my first electronic vinyl, and get Johnny to sign it. And then if I get to meet New Order... New Order's going to be here in like next month.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get Bernard Sumner to sign it. And
that's
then
amazing.
Cry forever at how amazing of an achievement that'll be for me.
Yeah, I was so bummed because I looked at the tour dates because we were going to go the last time. And then I'm like, that's the night of Podcastathon. So,
well, he's playing three. I mean, not that you're going to want to drive, but Podcastathon's 24 hours too, isn't it? So
it's
you couldn't even
hours.
Go on Friday.
Not real. No, I'd be.
I'm seeing him Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's a lot.
Yeah, he's my dude.
Where's he playing though? All out here. Like,
he's playing Pomona Friday night here, Saturday night, and then Solana Beach on Sunday.
I don't know where that is.
It's only like by Long Beach, I want to say, or something. I don't really know. I looked it up and it wasn't like a terribly long drive. So I was like, whatever.
All right, cool. Rock and roll. Living the dream.
I love the dude. I'm going to see New Order here and in Las Vegas.
That's cool, though.
I love them. I love them so much. They're kind of boring live, but like, I don't care.
Yeah, I see, you know, Jackson Brown I love, and he can be kind of boring live too, but I do love him. So
yeah, because Bernard Sumner, he doesn't like dance, like he's going to dance around or anything, but it's like the song, I love the song so much, I don't care if he's just standing there.
Yeah, just close your eyes and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Take your Molly and get into it.
You know how I love my Molly.
I know. All right, let's get into this. This is you came up with this topic, great topic.
Yes.
One word bands.
Yeah, because after Glenn Frey died, it just reminded me how everybody always would say the Eagles, the Eagles, the Eagles, when it's really just Eagles. Right. And so that was like other bands like that.
So we're not doing like the Who or the Cars.
No, they can't have the, it's just one word.
For example, but there are some bands that you don't like. Pretenders is just,
it's just Pretenders.
Now, but if you look if you look back there, that album says The Pretenders, and that was the record company did that. And she's mad
she
about
got
that.
Mad.
Yeah.
People do. I've Buzzcocks too. It's just Buzzcocks. Yeah. And everybody always says the Buzzcocks.
But the Clash is the Clash.
The Clash is the Clash.
But Ramones is just Ramones.
It's just Ramones.
Now, it is difficult to say, you know, hey, you going to see Eagles tonight?
No, I agree. And I mean, sometimes I think it's pretentious, but sometimes I'm with you because I remember when I saw the Buzzcocks, I said that. I was like, I'm going to see the Buzzcocks.
Right.
Because even though it's correct to say, but you just sound like a dick being like, I'm seeing Buzzcocks tonight.
You're seeing Pretenders?
Yeah.
It does. It sounds...
But it's correct, technically. Right. I mean, Chrissy Hynde would yell at you if you said it otherwise.
She would. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So this is what we're doing. We're going to play songs that we like from bands that have... And this was... I avoided what I could have done because... This would have been easy for me to step into a classic rock, corporate 80s rock.
Well, I knew you were going to come with some of that, but I have 80 songs here, 80.
Okay, I have 12. but no, I could have, because, you know, Kansas and Boston and Styx.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
Poison and Warrant and all that crap is so many. I say crap lovingly because I love it. But
I know, because I was going through my collection and I didn't bring like Genesis because I figured you'd do that.
I didn't even think of Genesis.
Or there's a handful where I was like, oh, you're going to bring that. So I left it out.
That's funny because I didn't, I was just thinking off the top of my head. I didn't like come in here and like go through the CDs. And so, but man, I didn't even think of Genesis. Damn it.
Yeah, I didn't bring them because I thought you would. I just cruised my iTunes for this stuff.
All right. Well, you have so many songs. Do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
All right.
All right. The only thing is there's a few bands like Blur and Pulp and stuff that I've played on here 1,000 times.
Well, as long as you're playing a different song, who cares?
Well, we were just talking about them, so I'm going to play Electronic. And this is a later song. The song's called Vivid, and it's awesome.
This is by The Blur.
This is by Electronic. This is Johnny and Barney.
Sorry.
Oh, you can like skip it to any time.
The vivid colors of reality. There's a place out there beyond my grasp. A revolution in a looking glass. I've got to get this problem off my chest.
Yep. Those are my dudes.
I like that song.
It's a good song. You would like Electronic. Song. Well, yeah. I think you'd like this album. The first one might be a little too...
What year did this come out?
That came out in 97, 98.
Is that their most recent album?
Hold on. I think so. What's your... Say this on the air. What's your Wi-Fi password?
I'm not going to tell you that. I don't even know what the Wi-Fi password is.
I don't know. It's written on the thing downstairs.
I'll go look.
It's okay. I'll just look on my phone. But I think it's... Because I remember I was in England. I was living in England when it came out. And I want to say 98.
Here, I can look all this up.
Oh, I know what the password is.
It's Twisted Tenderness.
Twisted Tenderness. Yeah,
Twisted
Tenderness
is my password.
Came out in 99.
99! I wasn't super far off.
That was good.
Yeah, I remember seeing it on Top of the Pops and stuff. I think you would like that album the most.
And that was 99. That's almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm texting you our Wi-Fi password.
Okay, cool. Keeping it secret.
I can tell you that we're...
Don't let any of these listeners come steal your Wi-Fi.
No, it's... And,
oh, well, that makes sense.
And the thing is Dotson.
Yeah, I figured that much.
Yeah. Have you been like sitting in the out in the driveway and using our Wi-Fi like every day?
No comment.
Is that how you watch
your, not illegal.
Is that how you watch your Netflix now?
It's not illegal.
Oh, you're gonna go crazy this weekend because House of Cards,
baby.
When are you gonna watch it? You're
exactly.
gonna be at Johnny Marr.
I'm gonna be at Johnny Marr, but the thing that's annoying too is they don't start until I thought the last season when it came out, like it was gonna come out at midnight Eastern time.
Okay.
And it doesn't.
Huh.
Because I was going to get a 3-hour head start, and it doesn't. It comes out midnight our time.
And is that Friday?
It might not even have been midnight.
Is it Friday at midnight, or is it Thursday at midnight?
I think it's supposed to be Thursday at midnight, but I remember last time, like, Googling, because I was, like, hitting refresh or whatever, and then Googling, like, when does House of Cards start?
And you watched it. Did you watch it straight through?
Straight through.
That's crazy.
Straight through. I love it.
All right. I like it, too.
Do you go back through and rewatch, like, watch it again, or no?
I do. I do that with anything that I like, though. I'm trying to think of the other thing that I watched straight through like that. Arrested Development when it came
Fuller
out.
Fuller House.
Oh, God. I didn't even watch Full House. For sure. Like, I wasn't even that into it.
Did you watch any Fuller House?
No. I heard it was terrible.
Of course.
I heard it was super weird. Yeah.
How can it not be terrible? Netflix.
That's the wrong password, by the way.
What?
It's the wrong password.
It's not case sensitive.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh.
I'm sorry. When I typed it, I typed it case sensitive.
How dare you?
That first letter can be lowercase.
You just type asshole in all caps.
Weird. That didn't work either.
Okay, really?
Your turn.
All right. I don't know. Sorry.
That's okay.
This is a band that I know you like because the name is Squeeze.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. They're on my list, too.
So this is from 1987's Babylon and On. This is Hourglass.
Like I'm pounding on a big door. No one can hear me knocking. I feel like I'm falling flat to the floor. No one can catch me from falling. The hourglass is no more grains of sand. My watch is stopped, no more turning heads. The crew have abandoned the ship. The lights are on.
Fun tune.
All right, well, I'll just delete instead of...
What are you doing?
I was trying to keep track of the ones I already played, but I'll just delete
them
from
this.
You've
only played one.
I know, but I just want to make sure because I had more than one electronic song in here because I was going to try to pick. All right, and I'm now going to delete Squeeze.
I like your Morrissey thing on your laptop.
Oh, thank you.
Where'd you get that? A concert?
I did not. A nice person sent it to me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Okay, you just played Squeeze.
Right.
See, I'm trying to guess ones, because I guessed that you'd bring Madness, too.
No, I'm going to say the rest of my list, you might only have one, maybe two, but I doubt it. I doubt it.
I'll play one that I know you're not going to have.
All right.
This is Sparks, and this is a song called Suburban Homeboy.
Suburban home right by my side. I am a suburban homeboy and I say yo dog to my poor cleaning guy. I hold my baggy enough for them. I play my shaggy enough for them. I put my cap on some fool at the gap and I'm a suburban homeboy.
I can't get into that.
I love them. Well, all their songs sound totally different.
Yeah.
But I love
it. I couldn't listen to a whole album of that. Like, if that was just like that just popped up in the middle and you're like, oh,
right.
Look at that silly tune.
I mean, it's kind of like that on their record, but all their stuff's super weird. But I love that song.
What is the most famous Sparks song?
Probably Cool Places, the one they did with Jane
Wheeland.
With
Jane Wheeland, okay.
Yeah.
I would
think that was probably their biggest like commercial hit.
Do they sing that when you go see them?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of if they sing... The last time I saw him was when they did a show with Franz Ferdinand, and they both, each of them played like their own hits too. I don't know if they did Cool Places of that one. They might have. And also, Angst in My Pants is in some commercial. It's in some underwear commercial.
I like that title of a song, yeah, Angst in My Pants.
It's a rad song. And I just remembered, like, I was reading and the TV was on and it came on and I was like, what? And yeah, it's in a commercial.
Well, that's good because more people are getting to hear that
from the
commercial.
I know. I wonder if people are wondering.
Radio.
Yeah. But yeah, even though, I mean, that song's from like 1981, but yeah, it's a great song.
Have you watched any of Girls this season?
Not yet. Have there been more than one yet?
There's been two.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Both home runs, in my opinion.
Really?
Both great ones.
Yeah, but did we talk about this last time? Like, or on the year-end wrap-up? Yeah. I can't really get into it. I did hate watch it.
I didn't like season two and three, but I liked one and four. And then this has started off good. Like, I haven't been like, oh, come on.
Right.
Yeah, everything so far has been
maybe
pretty
I'll
good.
Maybe I'll give it a chance then.
And I do love the songs that they play at the end credits because I'm like, what is this? I got to find out what song this is.
Sure. It is a good way to keep up with new tunes,
yeah,
for sure.
Because they play some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Unlike this next band, this is a Canadian power trio. We know them as Rush. But I picked a deep album cut.
As opposed to all their hits?
Well, you know.
Okay.
You know, Tom Sawyer, Subdivisions, sure. Limelight. This is from Test for Echo, and this is a song called Driven.
Driven day and night in circles.
I kind of like, that's the least wizardy riff I've heard.
They start rocking in the 90s.
Stealing in and out back alleys. Driven to another den of thieves. It's my turn to drive. But it's my turn to drive. Driven to the margin of error. Driven to the edge of control. Driven to the margin of terror.
Fade it down, buddy. Fade it down.
Man, speaking of not being able to get into, I can't get into that.
It's not
so
for,
Renaissance Festival to me.
It's not for ladies.
It's so like, you know, ponytail guy in high school gives you unwanted back rubs. Like, nah, can't, heck.
That's funny.
All right, well, the opposite of that, speaking of new stuff, though, this is a lady who calls herself Lone Lady, one word, L-O-N-E, lady.
Lone Lady?
Yeah, she's from Manchester. My friend Dorian, when I was hanging out with him in Manchester, he was like, you got to check out this lady. It's your dream come true. And it is. It's like this one lady, her name's Julie Campbell. She's from Manchester. She sounds, if you put together everything I like in one lady, it's her.
Why doesn't she go by Julie Campbell? Why does she go by Lone Lady?
Because she alone is making these great tunes.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah.
It sounds like it sounds familiar. You know what I mean?
It's got like Gang of Four stuff in it. It's got like early New Order, Factory Records-y things in it. It's like some songs are dance, some songs are funky.
Like that little like Brandon.
Yes.
Reminds me of like a Bowie like fashion type of a song.
It's like kind of funky.
That was good. I like that.
She's rad. Yeah. So I'm obsessed with that album right now.
Cool. And is that what year?
It came out last year, so I'm a little late to the game, but, you know, I don't live in England. I can't keep up with all the cool shit that they pump out
so
constantly.
Do you do the Spotify thing?
No.
No.
I don't do anything. I do word of mouth. I do, for sure, it's like I rely on my friends to be like, oh, I heard this thing that you'll really like. Because there's another band that I found out when I was there. It's
word of
not
mouth
on my
sounds
list,
like
but
you live on a reservation.
Well, I mean, you
someone's
know,
riding in
signals.
On a riding in on a pony.
Totally.
Must hear Lone Lady.
My friends know what I'm into sort of thing. So it's like, I'll just get emails and stuff that's like, oh, hey, check these people out. And 9 times out of 10, they're totally right.
All right.
So, yeah.
My next song is from 2009. A band called Rooney, who I love. They're recording a new album right now. Robert Schwartzman. His mom's Adrian from the Rocky movies.
Oh, no kidding.
Taya Shire.
Is he Jason
Schwartzman's brother?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's also in a band?
Yeah, Rooney.
Wow.
They have three albums and an EP, and this is from the EP. This song is called Succeed, and it's spelled suck and then C-E-E-D.
Okay.
You come around sometimes. You don't say it, but something's on your mind. It's an ugly, disgusting business. Working hard, paying for your mistress. Look at you, looking like a big shot. Buying time is all you ever got. Who are you? Tell me, who do you think I am? Tell me now, tell me it's over. Who do you? Tell me, who do you think you are? You're talking like you're my father. Why should I try when it's all a lie? Everyone's got an alibi. What do you want?
That is like,
what do you
the
need?
Perfect song for a montage of a guy like getting his shit together.
That's right.
Getting his house in order and working out. And yeah, like that's all I thought of when I was hearing that.
Put that in a movie, Jack Black.
Yes. Okay, well, since you played that, I'm going to play a song called Suck Sexy.
Of course.
S-U-C-C-E-X-Y. This is by a band called Metric. And they're awesome.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
I think I've heard of Metric also.
They're fantastic. But since you played that song, how could I not play one with such a similar title?
Split screens as the homeland plans enemies. Invasion, so suck, sexy, so suck, sexy. Invasion, so suck, sexy, so suck, sexy. Let's drink to the military. The glass is empty. Faces to fill.
Yeah, I have Pagans in Vegas in my iTunes. I like a song they do called Lie, Lie, Lie. Do you know that song?
You just have the one song?
I just have the one song in there.
Oh.
Because I think Sarah, my daughter, likes this band.
Oh, okay.
And so just, she said, you got to listen to the song.
I forget that there are people that use iTunes to buy like a song.
Yeah.
I forget what an old lady I am who only buys entire albums.
Well, what album is that from?
Oh, that's from, I just deleted the... It's called Old World, Old...
He's
it's
got Old like, World Underground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where
cool.
Are they now?
From what year?
It's 2003.
Nice. Oh, they've been around a while.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, my ex-husband's like in love with that lady.
Again, whenever you say that, it catches me off guard.
Actually, they...
I forget every time that she was married once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always.
I'm a grown woman, you guys. Deal with it.
Freaks me out.
Deal with it.
I went with some metal for my next song. Kyle, I dedicate this to you. Now, I had free tickets to see this band. When was that? Because was it like in November or October?
Yeah, it was like I wasn't around or...
No one would go with me. No one could or no one would go see this band.
Did you just go anyway?
I didn't. It you wasn't worth it to me to go by myself.
What'd I you go say? To everything by myself.
Did you say pussy?
Yeah, I did.
It was at the Forum. I would have.
So what?
I just didn't.
When you hear the band, you might.
Yeah, you might. Sorry. It's Scorpions.
Oh, okay. Then never mind.
So this is from Blackout Album.
You made the right choice.
This is No One Like You. Yeah, I only wanted to go with. Then I saw the set list online, and I'm like, I don't know a lot of these songs.
Right.
That's a crazy voice. Let's get to the chorus. Klaus. That's his name.
There's no one like you. I can wait for the night with you.
Klaus Meiner.
They've been around for like 50 years or something.
They have 50 years.
Yeah, they have.
It is so good to be here at the Forum in Los Angeles. I think they speak phonetically. I don't think they can really speak.
They've been making those jams for the Western world for that long, and they have that thick of an accent?
Yes.
they don't even know what they're saying in their songs.
All right, well, I'm trying to think if I have anything like metal-y, but I'll play Muse. I'll play this Muse song because it's like they're shredding in it. So how about this Muse song called Supermassive Black Hole?
You'll like my next song.
Don't you know I suffer? Oh, baby.
Yeah. Those guys, I like some Muse jams for sure, but mm-hmm. they can get a little rushy. They can get a little
wizardy.
Yeah,
I was going to say, as soon as that came on, I was like, oh, this isn't that far away from some
they
Rush.
They can get a little wizardy.
Your fingernails are a little wizardy right now.
What, just because they're gold?
Yeah, they go. It looks like copper.
They're sparkly gold glitter.
Yeah. Do you paint your own nails or do you go out for a professional?
No, I do it myself. Gotta save money. I used to go to pros, but that's a lot of money. And after I lost my job at Chelsea lately, I couldn't justify it.
So you learn to do it on your own. You frame your own pictures. You paint your own nails.
That's right. DIY all day.
You change your own oil in your car?
That I don't do.
Yeah, who does that? That's a mess. Who would do that?
I mean, like some manly dudes.
That's a hassle.
Some manly dudes with balls big enough to go to shows alone.
But then where do you put the oil, though? That's what I don't know.
Apparently, you can buy like a container thing that it'll just go in, and then you can throw it out in that container.
Can't I just pour it down the drain?
Well, you can do that.
Yeah. My other thing, too, is I only recently had to look up, well, I buy recyclable batteries now.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a thing, like I was cleaning, and there was like a thing about it. Because you can't just like throw batteries away.
I do.
You can't. Isn't that like illegal?
They're going to test the battery and come arrest me? No way.
You're not supposed to do it.
So
dude.
Where should we go? Where should we take it?
By me, there's a library that does specifically battery.
I'm just going to put my batteries in the book drop now at the local library.
If it's really
just look it up. Just Google battery recycling.
If it's really that dangerous, they would make it easier for you to dispose of them.
I actually think Target might. You might be able to do it at Target because they have like four different recycling bins.
I mean, I use recyclable batteries now and have done for a while, but like I found a handful of them because I was like, oh yeah, I can't throw these out, and then just go to the library.
I always throw them out.
That's terrible.
I put them right there with a can of paint and I put it right there.
Mix them up.
Right next to the dead baby. I put it all out in the garbage can.
You're the worst person. That's terrible.
Kyle, you even winced at that one.
Dead
baby joke.
That's not good.
You're not down with that?
I don't care.
Blondie is my next band.
Yes! I left them out too because I figured you would be bringing some Blondie.
I went very early Blondie from Plastic Letters, 1977. I'm always touched by your presence, dear.
Was it destiny? I don't know yet. Was it just by chance? Could this be kismet? Something in my consciousness told me you'd appear. Now I'm always touched by your presence, dear.
That's cool, man. That's enough.
That is so funny the way you said that.
I like Blondie.
Okay. Yeah, because I like to play these off of you.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm trying to think of what should be, like, what would be good to follow up Blondie.
Too bad you didn't have a lonely lady or a lone lady left.
Blondie's not alone. She's with some dudes.
Yes, I know.
Something around, I'll just play Devo because they're like from around that. They're new wave. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which is Blondie too. So this is Pity You.
Okay.
This is Devo. Well, everybody loves Devo.
I don't think I know this song. What album is that from? I don't know that song.
New Traditionalists.
I like it.
Yeah, man.
I like that song.
Devo crushes it constantly.
You've seen them in concert?
I haven't.
What?
No.
Pussy.
Please believe if I had to go alone, I would do it in a heartbeat. But no, I've never had the opportunity to see them, sadly.
They're still doing it, man.
Are they? When's the last time they toured?
I don't know. I might be making that up.
Yeah, I just watched them on my ERG here, DVD constantly.
I'll make up something else. Right? Rock and peace, Devo.
What? Hold on a minute.
What? Didn't their plane crash?
False alarm.
Their spaceship crashed. you're still rocking this ERG thing because it's not on DVD.
It's not?
Well, I don't know. I think, don't you always watch it on VHS?
No, I have the DVD.
Oh, you do? Okay, then I'm totally wrong.
Let me see. I'm looking it up right now. I've never had my laptop with me while... Oh, yeah, you could totally get it. Yeah, but anyway, like, you should just read the whole lineup anyway. Oh,
so you did connect to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it worked, finally. Cool. I had to do it, like, five times. But look, those are all the people on it. Police, cool. Walla Voodoo, Toya wow. Wilcox, OMD.
Police Oingo when they Boingo. Were when they were amazing.
Yes, seriously.
So great.
Echo the Bunnymen, XTC, Klaus Nomi, Dead Kennedys.
Klaus Nomi from Scorpions?
Gary Numan. I mean, it's amazing. Au Pairs, which are the greatest.
How did Gary Numan get to that show that day?
He's... I almost fell for that.
I know you did.
I almost fell for that. Anyway, you got to get this. It's basically like the greatest mixtape of all time.
Is that on YouTube? Is it on
Netflix?
It's
probably the entire thing's on YouTube for sure.
Yeah, someone uploaded it.
But there's one band on there, because this is definitely on YouTube, because I watched this a million times. There's a band that calls themselves Invisible Sex, and they perform this song called Valium. It's like one of the best songs I've ever heard in my entire life.
And did they do anything else?
They didn't. Not only did they not do anything else, the whole band is like in mat. They're in like hazmat suits. Like you can't see a single person's face.
It could be people that were on the show.
That's who I think. I think it's a combination of like, it's got to be a combination of a few of the post-punk bands that were like going on at the time. I even tweeted like one time I was like, if anyone can tell me who was in this band, like I will give you so much money.
So there's no Wikipedia information
no,
or anything.
Somebody sent me a link to like the vaguest discography thing that had like a theory on who it was. But it's this kind of thing where they just got together. They did this one song for this one thing. And it's like the raddest song ever.
Maybe Andrew Rich will add that to the show notes.
I want to see that. If anybody can tell me who the members of Invisible Sex are, and I don't think there is a studio version of that song. I think it's only in Erg and that's it.
That's nuts.
It is nuts, and it's such a jam.
Did you rip that to a MP3?
No, I need to do that actually. Somebody do that for me too that's listening, please. Because I know you can do that from YouTube stuff.
Yeah, just type in your Google, just type YouTube to MP3 and then it's a piece of cake.
All right. Well, in case I don't feel like doing that, chances are high.
Someone send it.
The band is Invisible Sex, and the song is Valium.
All right. Someone
and it's
do
rad.
That. Someone will do that. I know they will.
Okay, cool.
My next band is, bless you.
Thank you.
My next band is Jet. They're from Australia.
Yeah, man. I remember them.
They, three albums, and then they just stopped doing stuff. I don't know. But this is from their first album, Get Born, from 2003.
Yeah.
This is a song called Last Chance.
This album shreds.
Yeah, it really does. I like all three of the albums, but this album's great.
You ain't nothing to me, you got nothing to say. I don't know what you got that I can use anyway. Last chance, honey. Your last chance, honey. Yeah, this is your last chance, honey. Woo! Last chance, honey.
That's exactly what I like right there, that song. Kyle, how are you on the Jet?
They're fine. I honestly don't know anything. Both sides, they're like two or three hits.
I'm going to give you their albums for you to take, and I want you to not listen to anything but those albums for about a week and a half, and then okay. Come back to me.
That is a jam. What am I going to play after that? That's kind of like
a... I don't know. Maybe you just sing. Maybe you sing. Your band's called April, and you just go...
I mean, this song is a jam. It's not like... as much of a jam as that, but it's a jam. This is a band called Ash, A-S-H, and the song's called Girl from Mars. I was going to say play it from the beginning.
Oh, I'll do that.
Remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's there, they're playing cards, and you were intimate cigars. And she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sitting in our dreamy days by the water's edge on a cool summer night. Fireflies and stars in the sky, gentle glowing light from your cigarette. The breeze blowing softly on my face reminds me of something.
Yeah, I think you would like that Ash album.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
They're a three-letter band like Jet.
Yes. I think you would like that album. It's called 1977.
It's pretty good. I like that. So people know, we're recording on Super Tuesday.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Super Tuesday.
I don't even want to. We can't. I'll start crying.
I saw some of your posts. You're worried about the post-apocalyptic world.
We should all be. I mean, truly.
Look, if we just vote Ted Cruz and everything.
I mean,
everyone
liked Mad Max.
It's
so
yeah, everyone loved Mad Max. So why
it's
wouldn't
past
that's a good call, Kyle?
Time. That's the thing.
That's a really good joke.
Now we're in this could happen.
It's crunch time.
Times. It's no
time.
Longer funny. It is no longer funny.
Who are you? I'm going to write someone in. Who are you going to write in? Morrissey?
Oh, my God. You're not really going to write somebody in, are you?
No.
Okay.
But you know what? Once I get in the booth, it's my vote. I can do whatever I want.
My dad
is this your way of telling me you're a Trump supporter?
In the local elections at home, it's like only just a Republican and no other Democrat is running. So my dad always writes his own name in for everything.
For everything.
For like most things. Yeah.
Right.
He's a rebel.
I like that. But now it's time to stop joking.
All right.
I mean, it just is, everybody. Quit playing with this Trump shit.
I do also want to say that because this episode is going to drop on Thursday. So people, don't forget to
Super Thursday.
Super Thursday. Don't forget about Podcastathon.
Yes.
Noon to midnight, possibly 1 a.m. This Saturday. Go to, I think, nevernotfunny.com is where you go to watch and donate. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I can tell you that Michael Sheen will be there and Sarah Silverman. I've tweeted at her. I want her to wear her Oscar dress to Podcastathon. You never get to wear that thing twice.
Right.
Now she has a reason.
You're doing her a favor.
Yeah. Who else? Ackerman, Benson. There's a couple other. These are just names that they've released. They hold some back. They won't tell you some people. Mm-hmm. Who else? Matt Walsh.
Nice.
Who else?
We getting some ham?
Lauren Ash. We just heard a song from her band.
Oh, okay.
I think John Hamm is out of town filming something. Yeah, so we're not going to get any ham.
Then who cares about any of this?
Even I almost agree with that.
I almost agree.
I like seeing
Why
the
don't
ham.
We cancel it?
I know. Just when's he available? That's when we'll do it.
Exactly.
All right. My turn.
John, when do you have 12 hours available?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sit in the co-host chair. I literally just twisted my ankle sitting here.
What?
My ankle is in severe pain right now. I don't even want to do it.
Are you going to be okay for Parkastathon?
What?
Like that's just crossing
that's a lot
your legs
of sitting.
Wrong
that's
or
a lot
something?
Of sitting.
We've been sitting here for 48 minutes.
And you can't handle it?
I don't know what happened.
Remember earlier when I called you a pussy?
Yeah, now you can
I
really
stand by it.
Really take that home now. I'm going to play a band. I'm going to go really off the boards here.
Okay.
I'm going to play a song by Journey.
Of course. I expected that.
But I'm not going to play Steve Perry Journey.
Oh, you're going to play the impersonator Journey.
No, I'm not going to play that guy either.
There's a third guy?
Jeff Scott Soto.
No, I'm going to play the guy.
Can say that.
This guy replaced Steve Perry. The new guy, the Filipino guy, Arnel Pineda, he replaced this guy.
Wait. I didn't know there was a guy in between.
There's a guy named Steve Augieri. Kyle, I think if you can find the... See, right behind, I think you might have to. You know how alphabetic order goes, right?
Yes.
Can you? Are they right there? Are they on that shelf? Is Journey right there? If not, forget it because you can't reach it.
I really didn't know there was a guy in between.
That would be Arrival. Can you get it? Oh, there it is. Yeah,
this is great. This is great radio.
This is great radio. Well, it's, you know.
Hey, pull
that's the guy in the red leather pants. That was the guy who replaced Steve Perry.
Oh wow.
His name's Steve Augieri.
Okay.
And he's, I
they
love
would
him.
Just go, hey, and our lead singer, Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Just Steve.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is from that album, Arrival. They did two albums with him, okay. Arrival and Generations. And this is a song called To Be Alive Again.
Wow.
Kyle?
Yeah.
What?
I thought you were still talking. No. I honestly zoned out because I didn't care about Steve.
This is a song called To Be Alive Again. To the chorus. Steve Augieri.
That's Trump's theme song.
Yeah, that's...
Let me show you this. This was the... It came out in Japan first, and then 6 months later, it was released in the U.S.
That's that the import?
This is the import cover.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I see it?
Yeah, that's the import cover.
With, okay. It's like, for people listening, it has like a beetle on
it's like
it
a scarab.
It's a scarab,
like,
and it's like, and it's
coming
like,
out of like, it's like
am
being
I supposed
uncovered.
To know what a scarab
it's
is?
Being, it's being uncovered.
Yeah,
like
you ever seen a mummies? Like a mummy movie?
No.
Like they found it, like it's a relic, like they're excavating. Okay.
Okay.
Now let me show you the U.S. cover.
Okay.
Okay. That's a great
That's
cover.
A great cover. I like that a lot.
Okay.
Wait till you see this piece of shit.
Okay. What? Why? Why would
just,
they take
it's
the
just,
sand
it's
off?
Just
no,
black
it's just black
just the
with
scarab.
Which means nothing. It's just like it's
that's
a because
like, it's the scarab from like the Escape album. And
does that make like why would who would
I
make
don't
that
know.
Decision?
That's a that's shitty.
That is shitty. Terrible.
Yeah. So and they did they added two songs for the American one and
yeah.
So here's what I did.
I think that's racist.
I'm such a weirdo. Look, see. So look, I put it in. I found a double jewel case.
Sure.
And I have like both versions together
in there, and you have both.
That's
both
one of
booklets.
Your cherished
booklets,
possessions.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like this. You could bury this, and then people would discover it like years from now.
Oh my God, that's like MC Escher shit.
And throw it in the trash.
They move the sand away, and then they see that and think they can move the sand away, but they can't.
I don't think either one of you was really listening to the vocal stylings of a Steve Aggiri.
You know, I think you nailed it. I don't think we were.
Not one of you.
No, I think it was just
I was really into it, and you two, Kyle, I don't know, you're playing Candy Crush.
I don't play that game.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just trying to figure out which palate cleanser I'm going to bring to the table.
Well, almost anything. I will say you'll like my next song, though.
Okay.
This last song was like
shit.
The American cover.
I don't really.
And this new song is gonna.
Well, see, that's a lot of. Don't put all that pressure on me. But, I mean, I'm gonna play Supergrass. Supergrass is rad.
That sounds like two words to me.
It's one word. Supergrass.
Are you saying
you don't know Supergrass?
No, I do. But I could have played Loverboy.
Yes, one word.
Supergrass sounds like two words.
Is it not one word?
I think it's one word. I'll look it up.
Is 100% one word?
Use it in a sentence.
The band is called Supergrass.
No. Not band related.
I'm listening to a Supergrass album.
I'm having trouble with this lawn cutting it because there's Supergrass.
It's one word.
I'm hanging out with Doug Benson smoking some Supergrass.
100% one word. I stand by it. Yeah, man.
Let me ask you a question. You're a lady.
Sure.
At what age do you no longer want to be called like a chick?
Oh, I don't care.
You don't care.
I think that's on a case by case basis. Okay. I'm not bothered.
Well, I'm going to call this next singer a cool chick.
Yeah. All right.
She's and this is her band Eurythmics.
Yes. Oh, she rules.
She's
the
a cool
coolest
chick.
Chick.
I love her.
Yeah.
This is I think she's really hot too.
I think so too. You're into that like. I loved how like androgynous and severe 80s ladies were.
Yeah.
I love that. You're
but
into that?
But then if you strip, no, because if you strip all that away and really look at her, she's really
pretty.
She has
a gorgeous face, but like yeah. I'm into that. I like that her and Bridget Nielsen and like that super angular, severe shoulder pad 80s lady right. look. I love it.
Because I think it might be this album cover, Revenge, where she's hotted up. Like they make her, she almost looks like Marilyn Monroe on this album. Nope.
Oh,
no,
it's
not
the
not
one.
That one. No.
Like in the Y video where they make her look like a showgirl
yes,
or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is from 1986. This is a song called Thorn in My Side.
I should've known better, but I trusted you at first. I should've known.
great voice.
Yeah, her voice is amazing.
Do you want to, I actually have screen wipes. Do you want a real screen wipe?
No, it's okay. I just noticed there was like dust on here. It's okay.
You sneezed into your screen like three times.
I didn't know such thing.
Have you ever seen Eurythmics?
I have not.
They're not done, are they?
Solo.
They're not. They like take a break for a long time and then
know.
They reconvene.
She
right?
introduced the Bowie tribute at the Brit Awards. Did you watch that with Lord? It was great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. I don't think I saw her introduce her. I think I just saw Lord's performance.
Oh, yeah. She gave like a long speech and then Gary Oldman gave a speech. Wow. And then, yeah, Lord came out. It was great.
The Eurythmics have been done since 2005 and they had a one-off reunion in 2014.
I think they'll do it again.
You mm-hmm. think so?
I think they will.
I mean, they've had...
I'll go see them next time,
they were
for
there,
sure.
They were around for 10 years and then took a 9-year hiatus mm-hmm. and then came back in 99 to 2005.
Yeah, because during the Freddie Mercury tribute, she sang Under Pressure with David Bowie.
Right. So that's why I think they had her do it because, I mean, they were clearly actual friends.
Gary Oldman was on, is it called Jonesy's Jukebox? Is that what it's called? Steve
mm-hmm.
Jones's show?
Mm-hmm.
Like a couple weeks ago. And he told a great story about David Bowie called him up and said, hey, I want you to come and hang out on my yacht. And Gary Oldman said, I can't. The baby's just 6 weeks old.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, you can come. Just come and hang out on the yacht. It's just going to be me and it'll be you. And we'll just hang out on the yacht. And he said, I can't do it. I can't leave my kid. Can't leave my wife
Which
and kid.
I'd be like, whatever, wife and kid. Yeah. Y'all understand it's David Bowie.
He said, so he just, I guess Bowie just browbeat him until finally... He went, but they took the kid too, and they took
right.
And he said, so we were on his yacht, and it sleeps like 10 people. It's a gigantic boat, and he goes, it was lots of fun. He says, but one day I'm in the bathroom shaving or doing whatever, and I hear some guitar strumming, and he goes, then I hear some singing, and I hear ground control to Major Tom.
Right.
He goes, and that's when I was like, oh my God. David Bowie is my friend. My friend
exactly.
with David Bowie. He goes, and I walked out, and he's in the big main room of the yacht. I don't know what a yacht looks like. And he looked up, and he looked at Gary Oldman, and he goes, just fiddling around.
Just with space oddity.
Whatever.
Just playing it in my... Yeah.
Whatevs.
That's hilarious.
I know, isn't that great?
Because it is true. I mean, I think I'd probably be like that every second. Totally being like, oh, this guy's my friend? How is that possible?
This would be akin to like if you were friends with Seinfeld, but then one night you heard him say,
What's the deal
with the large coffee?
Right. Which I assume he probably says in everyday conversation all the time.
I assume
but
so.
But yeah, that's
his stock and
trade. That's crazy.
I know.
Yeah, that's funny. That's a great story.
What do you got on top of the Eurythmics?
I don't know.
Are you going to take a band that has two words and pretend that it's a one word band?
No, because I have not done that.
Led Zeppelin. What about Led Zeppelin?
I actually could do that and piss you off because I'm going to play Fisher Spooner then. I'm going to play Fisher Spooner, which they made one word.
It's literally
and
not
it's
one word.
Two it's dudes' Fisher last name.
I didn't even...
That they made one... It's one word! I'm not cheating!
Just because you can go in there and change it to look like one
didn't
word.
Change it. Look at the album cover. Spooner.
Yep. Two words.
One word. Fisher Spooner.
Now, the next song you guys would not like.
All right.
Pretty sure you won't like them. It. The song. Any of it.
Okay.
In the same wheelhouse.
Doing a great job of selling it.
In the same. I mean, people listening won't like it either. No. It's same wheelhouse as Journey. This is Foreigner. But not the Foreigner. No, it's just Foreigner.
Okay.
But this is from an album called Agent Provocateur. Ooh.
Ooh.
I just wanted to play this because this is not one of their hits, but I like this song, and it's called Tooth and Nail.
I'm tired of all this.
That's damn right.
Oh, man.
You woke next to me.
That's right.
And they say I ain't good enough for you. Why don't they come and tell me?
Yeah, say it to my face.
When they see us out in the night, they can't wait to tear us apart. You know I hear them say, loving you ain't right. Well, they better be ready, cause honey, I'll be there.
I could literally pick Kyle and April's pockets when I play these songs because they're so not paying attention at all. Literally, I would check your purse when you leave tonight, April, because...
For that, don't be me. I'm trying to... That one, especially when it started off with that like talk singing where it's like,
that's what they did in 84.
I mean, I'm not hating on the 80s.
No,
clearly.
I know.
80s is my wheelhouse for sure, but...
Well, I guarantee you my last three...
You don't owe me anything.
You're also going to hate.
Yeah, no. You play whatever. All right. I don't know how to follow that.
Kyle, here's your wallet back.
I don't know how to follow that. I mean, like, I'll go 80s. I'll play Ministry.
Here's your lipstick
back. Just drop it wherever in this Ministry song because it's like 6 minutes long.
Play it all.
I mean, it doesn't get more 80s than that.
Is that a woman singing?
Yeah, that part. Yeah. That was when Ministry was still like goth funk before Al Jorgensen became like industrial.
And a pussy.
No, like the opposite.
Hardcore. He became hardcore.
Yeah, like that first Ministry record is seriously, I mean, you heard that. It's like funky. It's like this weird, like, it's like goth, but Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis produced it goth, like funk. And then like he turned into like this crazy yelling metal-y dude.
I wish right now someone would form a band that was like the most hardcore death metal type band and call themselves the Evangelicals.
There's no way that can't have happened.
There's got to be a band called the Evangelicals, right, Kyle?
That's a fantastic name.
And just, they're like, they just sing about just the worst things ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love it.
Like their first song is called Roofies.
There is a band actually just called Evangelicals.
What kind of music is that?
They're
though?
Indie rock.
Oh, well,
from
then that's
Norman,
not,
Oklahoma.
That's not what we want. We want metal.
No, I just want it to be so hardcore and almost repulsive. Like you'd never listen to it.
That's the
like
cover,
Cannibal
though.
Corpse.
The cover looks like an Alice Cooper type cover.
They have a song called Skeleton Man.
Mm. What are some other song titles they have?
Party Crashing.
No.
Stoned Again.
Nope. Too Tame.
The Evening Descends.
Too Tame.
No, I want something like Dick Cocktail or something.
Yeah. Midnight. What? I'm checking into hotels under that name from now on.
Midnight Vignette.
Dick Cocktail is
vignette.
Amazing.
Paperback Suicide.
Mm.
All right.
How about Bloodstream?
Bloodstream, we're getting. Yeah, that's. They finally close it out with something that might be
Bloodstream.
A possibility.
Here in the Deadlights.
On board with everything.
And then they have a song called Snowflakes.
No, right. That's kind of.
How are you on Oasis?
Oh, I was going to bring them too, but then I brought, you play Oasis and I'll play Blur.
All right. Friend of the show, Aaron Gould, told me I should get into Oasis. So I've been looking.
What,
looking,
recently?
I've been looking into them lately.
You've been checking up on Oasis?
Yep.
This is a recent recommendation.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. I've also been told
to... Didn't you
live
on planet Earth in like the late 90s when they just dominated everything?
I've also been told to check out something called Fleetwood Mac Rumors.
Oh, stop.
This is a song from Definitely Maybe. This is called Up in the Sky. doing on your phone?
Apparently, they're building a glass slide that is going to be suspended 1,000 feet above downtown Los Angeles.
What?
It's 45 feet long, and you can slide down.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
I could not do that.
You couldn't do that? It's called the sky slide.
I could barely walk up the steps to come up here.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
When is that going to be finished?
Why is it doing that?
That's what it looks like. Oh, and it's like along the side of a building?
Dude, hell no.
No way.
Hell no.
I couldn't even see that movie, The Walk.
Yeah. I mean, neither. I can't handle that at all.
Yeah, it's coming this summer.
Hell no.
So during this record, you're just typing in any random stuff on your phone and looking at whatever.
Like
Sky Slide. I was just seeing what one word bands might exist.
Oh, okay.
Sky Slide.
Well, you know what? You saved it. I don't believe you at all, but you saved it.
I'll see your Oasis and I'll raise you a Blur.
Okay.
Which one?
Did I give you more than one?
Give two.
End of a Century.
Okay.
Or the Universal. I couldn't remember because didn't we? Universal is my favorite Blur song of all time, but I feel like I've already played it on a previous episode.
So what are you going to do?
There are a lot of Blur songs in here, but neither only. Oh, you did. You must have brought the Universal before.
Yeah, then End of a Century.
Okay. One second.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play that in a minute for you, April. Okay. Cue that up with End of the Century.
Give her effervescence. She needs a little sparkle. Say, don't want to be alone. We wear the same clothes, can't we feel the same? And kiss the dry lips when we say goodnight. And I'm a century, oh, it's nothing special. Sex on the TV, everybody's at it.
It's Blur.
Mine gets dirty.
Top 5 favorite bands of all time.
That's a good song.
They're so great.
I need to check them out.
I would say the King. Here's the thing about Blur versus Oasis, and I do like Oasis, but Blur is vastly superior, and every Blur album sounds totally different. I feel like you would really like Modern Life is Rubbish, mm-hmm. because that's pretty, like, kinksy and jammy and, like, you know what I'm saying?
And because that's my motto.
Modern Life is Rubbish, baby! I think you'd like that one the best.
What year
but they
that...
all sound different.
Okay, I'll try that one first.
Modern Life is Rubbish is, like, 92, I think.
This is perfect because the next song I'm going to play, I'm playing off the song you just played now.
Okay.
You played a song called End of the Century.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song from the Ramones' End of the Century.
Boom!
Let's hear, this is about drugs. Chinese rock. I love that. Everything's in the pawn shop.
That's it. Now what am I going to play after? I'll play Misfits then.
Ooh,
a lot of people think it's the Misfits. It's just Misfits.
That's two words. Misfits.
Will you quit?
When they changed, didn't they get a new singer and they changed it to the Misfits because they didn't own Misfits trademark?
I mean, Jerry
something?
Only might have because he's the one that kind of like lamed it out and like puts them on every, like puts Misfits logos on like overalls and stuff now because he somehow won it from Glenn Danzig. But, I mean, when it was Glenn Danzig's jam, it was Misfits. Okay. I don't know if, I mean, you could totally be right about recent stuff, but I haven't bought any Misfits stuff that's not Glenn Danzig.
Did you ever see that clip of Glenn Danzig getting punched in?
Can we not bring that up?
Have you seen it, Kyle?
Yeah.
Can we pretend like that never happened?
That is, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's the difference between a tough guy and a guy who acts tough.
Just calm down. He got sucker punched. Let's play the song.
Did he get sucker punched?
Let's play the song. I'm are probably some Misfit songs you'd like. A handful,
yeah, that's
maybe.
That when you said I'm going to play some Misfits, that didn't. That's not what I expected to hear.
Some of them are almost like doo-wop. It's, yeah. But it's what you said. It's like they're singing about they're singing about like raping babies and stuff. But mm-hmm. It'll be like Last Caress sounds like almost a doo-wop song, or like this really 50s or 60s song. But it's like about raping people and killing babies and fucking their eye holes and like aliens killing people and yeah.
Yay.
That's it. Hey, this is what you asked for.
I know.
They just have to be called Misfits and not Evangelicals.
That's what I would expect the Misfits to sing about.
Yep.
So why Danzig, why doesn't he, why don't they get it back together?
No, they broke up and then he was in Samhain and mm-hmm. now he's Danzig. He doesn't need them. And the thing that's annoying is he did everything. He wrote all the songs. He designed all of the artwork. Like mm-hmm. he was Misfits. That is where that's yeah. annoying. I want to say the Misfits.
Right.
So he just did everything. So it's just like so lame. Like Jerry only, whatever.
Glenn Danzig is to Misfits as Glenn Frey is to Eagles.
Yes. Is that true?
No.
I don't know enough about Eagles.
It's not. I just wanted to say Eagles.
Yes, I know. That is annoying.
I only have one more song.
Okay, so I have a thousand more.
You can pick a play out after I play my song. I think you'll like. Okay. Definitely like the next band.
I can't believe I can only play one more song.
I know.
I mean, there's so Wire. I mean, there's so many Wire, James.
We can do this again.
Cox.
There's a million. We can
there's
do this
million.
Topic again down the road.
Okay.
Some quick promotion stuff. RockSolidPodcast.com. That is where we have an Amazon link. If you go to RockSolidPodcast.com and you click on that Amazon link before you buy anything, we'll get a little kickback. Also, if you scroll down to the set list that Andrew Rich always puts in there, I will put links to each individual song, so you can click on the link and you can go buy that song at Amazon, and that will send a little money to Rock Solid. Also, Podcastathon's this week, and so watch that. It's free to watch it. Any money you donate is good, because it costs $250 for a complete surgery. So you get 25 of your friends together and you all donate $10. You have literally changed a life. It's not even lip service.
Let's be real, though. Who has 25 friends?
Did you hear what I just said? It's not even lip service. That
yeah,
is not what I wanted to say.
I was focused on who's really got 25 friends.
Well, I know. Well, on Facebook, shut up, nerd. But okay, you get 10 friends and you all donate $25.
You get 250 friends and you all donate
$1.
That's reasonable.
Or you get one friend who's cool and he just donates $250.
Yeah.
There's many combinations. If you want us to tell you all of them right now, we can. So watch it. It's fun. You're going to see a lot of people from movies and TV and funny people, and it'll be a good time. It's always a good time. We'll see if we can get Jimmy to yell at us. Kyle, you'll be there.
Yeah.
Shouldn't take much.
No. 1 year he asked for Kyle to bring him an iced tea.
Yeah.
And Jimmy always shakes his iced tea up.
Right.
But Kyle opened it before he brought it out.
And so he shook it.
And he was like, what, just Kyle? It was great. It was great. So do that every time you bring a drink, open it up. So that's this week, and that's about it. That's what do you got? Where your show? When can we watch your show?
I host a show called Almost Genius. It's on True TV every Tuesday at 10 p.m. with Chris Fairbanks. So that's happening.
Mm-hmm. How many episodes? What's the run?
I think then when this episode 10 is about to air.
Okay.
12 per season, so we're about to start filming the second season. I don't know if I'm supposed to publicly say that. I don't think it matters.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, every Tuesday, 10 p.m., True TV.
Cool. Kyle, you have anything to promote? You got a show coming up?
No, I don't have a firm date yet, so I don't want to.
Okay, you want to promote America's Funniest Home Videos?
No, they're good.
Okay, I'm going to play my last song, and then April will have a play-out song for us.
All right.
So my last song is from Queen, News of the World, and this is a song called Spread Your Wings.
Spread your wings and fly away.
Spread your wings. News of the world. You're okay with Queen.
I love Queen. That's a tough act to follow. And I really don't know how to follow it.
I'm excited to see what's up. What's going to happen?
I feel like I might have played the Spoon song before.
Kyle can tell us if you did.
Have I ever played Spoon?
I think you have played Spoon, but let's see.
No.
Spoon.
It's either Spoon or Sleeper. I might have played the Sleeper song.
Well, we've already determined Spoon hasn't been played.
Let's do Spoon then.
Okay.
But what do you want to play? You want to play Spoon or Sleeper?
It looks as though Sleeper has been played.
Perhaps. Let's play Spoon then.
It's funny because sometimes when my wife is a sleeper, I might spoon her.
Should you be publicly saying that?
I don't think that's a bad thing. Spooning. Right. Is spooning bad?
I don't know. Sleep spooning. Maybe she doesn't consent to spooning in her sleep.
Do I need to get permission?
Yeah.
Would this be something Bill Cosby would do?
What about being perhaps a Fisher spooner?
A Fisher spooner?
Oh, yeah. I did already play. I'll play Spoon. We'll close it out with the Spoon jam. All right.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Yay.
Yay. Music's the best.
It is.
That's my new closeout.
I turned my camera on. I cut my fingers on the way. On the way. The way I'm slipping away. I turned my feelings on. You made me untouchable for life. Yeah. And you wasn't alone. It hit me like a ton. You hit me like a ton. No. Ooh, yeah. Well, I turned my feelings on.